On the MU2 radio at this time, it's only 7 minutes before 12 for the MU2 radio. This is Ihlangana Midday Show. My name is Awi Tukele. So we have another guest, another entrepreneurship, entrepreneur, Miss Vumile Makasela.
Yeah.
Vumile Makasela, welcome on the MU2 radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Man, she's another entrepreneur ekhona that is booming. She's got a lot going on. She's doing a lot when it comes to entrepreneur. She's got Vumile Cooks. Oh, bengicabanga ukuthi ke uzosizela nokudla. You know me, ngiyathanda ukudla. So I thought uzoza nokudla. But akhona ama products as in now la. Uzombona nje. She's live in fact on
Facebook. Yes.
Okay. Ubani ku Facebook so that bezolandela.
Vumile Makasela.
In case you want to see her name is Vumile Makasela on Facebook. She's live. She's going to show ama products wakhe as well. What is it called, Grande?
Yendalo products.
Thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Man, we're going to speak a lot about you first. Ukuthi masikhuluma ngovumile. Ubani uvumile?
Uvumile wakamagazela Sibongo. Intombazane nje yasemlazi, born and bred.
Oh, okay.
I am a founder of a company called Yendalo Products, which is a brand of organic products.
Mm-hmm.
We have a hair growth oil and as well as a hair moisturizing butter. Also founder of Vumile Cooks, which is a catering business specializing in lunch packs. We also do caterings for corporate companies, imcimbi yesintu. We deliver lunches daily to office parks. We also do platters, and my baby in the company is the Vumile Cooks cooking classes, where we are not just teaching people how to cook easy recipes or how to cook for abantu abaningi, but we are also teaching you how to venture into the business of cooking, because it's always been a dream of mine to be able to give back to my community. So this is my means of giving back to my community, sharing my skills
with others
and as well as making sure that I open the industry to as many people as I can. I am also a founder of Vumile's Happy Feeds, which is a initiative to give back to our communities. We buy school shoes as well as pads for young girls and boys to get them to stay in school.
Yes. Okay, let's speak to Uvumile, who is in grade 10.
Yeah.
Atina mapupaki.
Vumile in grade 10.
Yeah.
Had you told Leanto Mazanea grade 10 ukuthi singabe sila airboard business, she would have laughed in your face, because kwakungekho lula. But in grade 10, I was already a braider, because I started with braiding hair. That was a mean for me to make money.
Oh.
And I was already selling muffins as well, because bengidayisa ama muffins to help get myself through high school. Because I come from a rather underprivileged background. Ngizikhulele nje emjondolo ka early. And ekhaya besingathatha entweni. And I was raised by my grandmother, because my entrepreneurship stems from that. Ugogwami bedayisa amadugu no sweet. So every day after school, from as early as 6 years old, I would come back from school and go sell amaduku sweetie. Amaduka emashumo sweetie be 10 cent. That has been my life ever since.
And at that time, are you doing this? Sorry to go ngene emlonyeni, but are you doing this voluntarily, or you are forced by your granny to do this?
No, as a child, honestly, not what I'd say I was forced, but into atiyenziwe ekhaya.
So you had to do it.
I had to do it. And I guti bengbon guti one day it will help me anyway. Ka benging an injury is a kaya. So ukoko my humble dies and humbing your dies.
I know sometimes you guti like, hey man, funu yo jala mina with zinga. And now lo muntu tangham yo dies. Did you mind lokumbuzing funu, or was it just nje into nje? Okay, we do it. We just ends like kaya, so let's just do it.
Asike sithi kushuthi uNkulunkulu wangipha nje kumina lento yokuthi ngingabi nankinga when ugogo was teaching me to sell, when ugogo was sending me to sell, instead ukuthi ngiyodlala labangani cha ngingabi nankinga. Nkosi yami, if anything, if I really wanted to play that day, I would make sure that I push all my sales as quickly as possible ukuze ngizothi mase sengiqeda ukudayisa ngihambe ngiyodlala.
We are speaking to Uvumile Magasela. Your first baby is Iyendalo product.
First official baby, yes.
First official. Okay, I like that. As we were like before, la babanye nje. What were you doing? You said you were selling?
I was selling. I was also braiding. I was. Yo, kuningi ngenza kwethu.
Ne.
I was a braider since high school. And most of my money came from braiding. And uthando leinwele laqala lapho ukuthi I was working with different hair every day. That's how actually I ended up with Iyendalo products, because I was working with different hair every day. I understood ukuthi inwele zisebenza kanjani, and I had this passion for hair. And when I started growing my own hair, I knew exactly which ingredients I needed to help grow my hair. So I mixed those. And with mixing those and growing my own hair, my friends and my family members would see what's going on with my hair and be like, "Aibo ukhulisa ngani, kwenzakalani?" And then I would share this concoction at that time with just friends and family. Before I knew it was friends, family, and community members, because people will tell people, people will tell people. And before I even had the name Iyendalo products,
because
Iyendalo, the name itself,
yes,
basically means of nature.
Okay.
And how we ended up on the name, it is actually my son that picked up the name.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I gave him two names to pick from and he chose this one because I was confused myself. I didn't know what I wanted to call the product because I had done everything else. I just didn't have a name.
Okay.
And then I went to my son, who's my biggest inspiration in this world. And I said, "Baby boy, I'm hoping that one day this will be your legacy.
Care to
pick
say,
a name.
That other name?
Okay. Doesn't matter.
See what you did there. Okay, Iyendalo products. You now start this thing. How kanjani? In your mindset, what are you thinking? What is Iyendalo products?
My whole thing back then was, okay, I know how to help people grow their hair.
Okay.
Let me just help people grow their hair. Because I was still braiding that time, remember. I would have a lot of clients coming in and hairline ifile, inwele zomile, they're not healthy, they're not growing. Mm. And my whole thing was, I'm going to launch this brand, and this brand will be for women and people, young, old, because it's organic products that are just going to help you grow your hair.
Mm.
So my whole thing was, I know how to help people, so why not help them? That's how this thing started. And I was lucky enough that when I launched, I already had a clientele. Remember, I was already a braider, so I had customers. Oh, so when I launched, I knew exactly who to sell to.
Oh, okay.
And from selling to these people, they started telling other people. Other That's people, how we grew.
I'm using this thing and it helps.
Yeah, and it helps me. So we had done our market research, yes. We had sent our testers to potential clients before we launched. We had done all that, but you can't be guaranteed that people are going to buy your product or not when you launch it. Mm. You are hoping they're going to.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was lucky enough that when I tapped into the market, I already had customers waiting.
Yeah, and when was this?
This was 3 years ago, to date.
3 years ago?
Yes.
That's not so long ago.
3 years this year.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, we are 3 years this year.
Iyendalo products. And now, in my hand, I have Ihe Butter. What does it do,
Ihe Butter? It retains shine, locks in moisture, because the biggest problem, especially with this type of hair, which is 4C hair, akuveng osiyami zoma. And with humidity of Durban, it's even worse. Love. So you need to have something that you know for effect ukuthi inwele zakho zizoyibamba, zizoyikhulisa ngendlela e-right. And what Ihe Butter does is it locks in moisture, it retains shine, it prevents breakage, because another another factor to inwele ngakhulu ukuthi ziyaphuka.
Yes.
So you need to have something, especially when it comes to type 4C hair, that's going to make it easy for your hair to be manipulated, like ungayithinta anyhow without breaking them. Because inwele ezomile, inwele iphukayo. And uyendala wenza sho ukuthi inwele zakha zomi, ziyadla ukuze zingaphuki.
And which other products do you offer?
We also have e-growth oil. Mm. That one restores nutrients to your strands and stimulates e-growth from the root. Now, for your hair to grow, kumele ziqale lapha kwi hair follicles ikhule khona. What growth oil get does? Uhamba ayokhulisa lapha kwi hair follicle, afika inikeze ama nutrients inwele zakho ukuthi zikhule from there. And also, we also prevent dandruff, which is another factor ye inwele zingakhuli. Inwele zinkwethu azikhuli because inkwethu iyawaclog ama pores.
Yes.
Thina ke, and most people would know this, o oyela ba weka is ama sealant. Isealant into evalelayo. So you need to moisturize your hair to be able to seal in the moisture with oil. But uyendalo product, it is coconut based. Coconut oil is one of the oils that actually penetrate your scalp.
Yeah.
So Tina, we don't just seal in, we also penetrate and give nutrients to your strands so that your hair grows from the root tip.
I can tell that you did your research, man, when it comes to all these things, because you can't just do into, especially in those situations, so about it's very risky experiments into engena research into vele abantu ke mengahlanganisa lokhu ngenze lokhu, but I can do something here. But when your pro into engithandayo about you and nokubukeka nje kwe product yakho is that you have made a lot, you have done a lot of research.
We tried our best.
Wow, man. You know what? Masiyengo ben mina ngumuntu nje othanda ukuphefumula kancane. If there's any question ofuna ukuyibuza, uvumile. The number is 0681608832. When we come back, we are speaking about another baby of hers, ivumile cooks ukuthi manje ke sifike kanjani ekuphekeni, because sigcine thina senza inwele manje vumile usufika usuthi manje sithenga ukudla kwenzakalani, what's happening? So ke if you have any question now, ngishilo nga 0681608832. Sebenza women. Yeah, her name is Vumile Makasela on A. So Vumile, now wenza inwele une product yakho i right, then uvumile useyapheka. How did that come about?
Leo came with my love for cooking.
Okay.
For me, cooking is a love language. If I love you, I will feed you. It's as simple as that.
Sure. Please repeat that.
Love you, I will feed you.
Okay.
I like the sound of that. That's why I'm in feed.
Oh, yes.
So with cooking as a business, it's just, I realized ukuthi where I wanted to start selling, because mina ngiqale ngokudayisa etafuleni rank. And ngithe mangibona leya rank, I saw a gap in the market, and the entrepreneur in me was on some,
yeah,
we are going to fill that gap.
Exactly.
But the whole cooking thing started with just my family encouraging me and always complimenting my food, because I cook every day at home. Literally, if I'm sad, I'm cooking. If I'm happy, I'm cooking. If I'm mad at you,
love
I'm cooking.
Cooking.
I love cooking my whole life. So when my family kept on saying, and then when I realized that gap in that market, I was like, I could try this, you know, because futhi ke ne economy as a South African nkosi yami one stream of income akuyonto esebenzayo, you know. So I was trying to also find other means of making money, understanding the economy that the country is currently in.
Wait, are you working at this time? Or are you doing anything? What are you doing in life?
I am working on these businesses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because uvumile cooks ke wase wabona ukuthi yazi, We can fill the gap in this market. And we did that. And things were going well. Sisi netafule renki. Kwase kwaqala inkinga.
Yeah.
Sangayitholi permithi because of abantu abathize. Yabo, will not get into that.
Is it competitors?
No, actually. Yize lezinto nje inkosi yami ezino applya phakathi. No. Yabona, akuyona into ojola ukuyithola kalula. That is why I always say to people, let's amelwe apply el. Awuzama inkosi yami uyaplayela later usuqalile, because avu inkinga, yabo?
Yo.
Sathi mazama ukuapply sasangakwazi ukuthi sithole ama permits okudayisa. And then I went back to the drawing board on some, okay, I still want to cook. I'm still cooking well. And I still have clientele because remember, being dice at Dufflin, because I'm going to say, vumile mfethu upheke namhlanje type of thing. So ngithemba ngaseketafle labo bantu bebesangifonela. Ukuphi sisa sikuboni, we miss your food, ngilambile vumile kuphi, and I was like, okay, I'm going mobile. That's where I went back to the drawing board and rebranded myself and came back as Vumile Cooks, who's now known as a girl who delivers ukudla iplate laserenki ema office in Parker semhlanga.
So upheka kuphi? Upheke endlini?
Ngiphekele ekhaya and I deliver.
Okay.
So if you want my food, you call me and I'll deliver to you. And if you are able to pick up from home, you can still pick up from home. But mostly now, I have corporate clients as well, remember? So it's not as if abantu ba corporate bazothi sizothenga endlini. No, I deliver to them. So now it's easier to be in business, Yagavumile Cooks, because I deliver anyway. But it wasn't easy to get here because we had to face a lot of problems and we had to understand our market, because the biggest thing that we fail to do as young entrepreneurs is do our market research.
Mm.
Because if you don't do your market research, you don't even know who your client is, let alone how you're going to meet their needs.
Exactly.
And we end up answering the wrong questions. Sibona ngazuthi is imzamo yethu ayiphumeleli kanti sizama endaweni wrong.
So now, what are the challenges afikayo? And this is from both Uyendalo products as well as Uvumile Cooks. Along the journey le oyihambayo, and I'm sure na manje sakhona ama challenges. But when you started, what are some of the challenges, Oti? Hey, this was a huge, huge challenge, but I managed ukuthi ngidlule kuyona.
COVID-19. I launched Yendalo products again to songena with COVID-19.
Yes, yeah, COVID van.
Yeah. And remember, Pela, with COVID, I buying power as a South Africa yancipha. And remember when I started Vumile, when I started Yendalo products, I had no funding, none whatsoever. So all my savings had went into launching this product, being as a tech moment.
Mm.
Biggest financial setback. Sathi masuka kuleyo setback sangena kwilooting eThekwini.
Yo.
Yeah, entrepreneurship is a journey, guys.
And it's hard. It's not easy. You think when no. I see a gap, I'll definitely do this.
And you'll be roses and cream. I figure my tons banam sakal. And yeah, bona ingakho ngihlezi ngithi mina lento ye entrepreneurship ubizo kahle kahle.
You don't just do
it. Into obizelwayo kuyona, because izinqinamba ohlangabezana nazo ukhakha imali ngaqinile. Hi. And a lot of people, that's where they give up, because benza izinto abangazithandi kahle kahle. Mina, I grew up with my grandmother who used to tell me, ukuthi do something you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Exactly.
And as cliche as that sounds, because everyone says it, but it's the utmost truth and it's my Bible in life.
Hmm.
Ngenza into engiyithandayo ukuze ngingafili ngazuthi
sengiyasebenzini ngikhathele. Yeah,
because mase usuqala usuhlukumezeka kuthi noma uqhamuka ezinye izinkinga futhi zifike vele isilonda sikhona zizosibhibhisa ke lesi silonda siqala isilonda esisha, and before you know it you are bleeding onto people that didn't even catch you.
Mm.
Which is your business.
You know what, Vumile, I want to let you go, but before ngigege, ngifuna sikhulume about iSebenza Women Awards. Kunento ethi you were nominated, Payana. Shout out to you, man.
Thank you very much.
Jonga, after this song, definitely we're speaking about that. Nokuthi siwathola phema my products wakho just after this.
Ama nominations they are open to the public.
Okay.
Especially under the category that I'm nominated under. You know, it's the public that nominates people.
Mm.
So you can also self-nominate, but the public can also nominate you by just simply sending an email. You just follow the page at Sebenza Woman.
Okay.
Awards on Facebook, so that it's easy for you to see the updates, because they open a period of time where people can nominate who they want to see on the awards.
Mm.
And ngenhlanhla nje nwangomusa kaNkuluNkulu ama nominations mayefakwe emaning novumile magasela watonyula under the category Sebenza Woman Champion.
Oh wow, okay.
Yes. So, lapho kuleyo category kusuke kubhekwa umuntu wesifazane who's KZN based, umuntu wesifazane who's involved or a major shareholder in a business that makes profit and who also gives back to the community, because they look at all these things. And it so happened ukuthi uVumile Magasela fits all of them.
Oh wow.
As an entrepreneur and as well as founder of Vumile's Happy Feeds. So nje
Vumile's what?
Happy Feeds.
Yeah, well, now you're doing a lot. What's that now?
It's my give back initiative. What we do, ka Vumile's Happy Feeds, we buy school shoes for young girls and boys as a semi-primary, and we also buy pads. In the past 3 years in total, we've bought 96 pairs of school shoes.
Wow.
And 417 pegs of pads.
Wow.
Just to say, uNkulunkulu mayesa sibhekile, asike sibheke abanye nathi. Because when God blesses you, He blesses you for you to bless others.
Well, shout out to that, man. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Thank you.
That is amazing, man. So let's speak about Usebenza Women. How do we vote, Lama Awards?
You SMS for me, Lama Kasela. Plus.
No, let's do it. Let's all take our phones, guys.
And SMS.
See, SMS and Jenga Manja. Please, Nala Baba Gu Live, Kuvumile Magasela. Let's all do it, guys. Since Njai Nisi, my message is one manja. What
yes,
am I doing?
You are SMSing. Uzobala kuti Vumile Magasela.
Okay.
Ubale uguti Sebenza Women Champion.
Imagine, let me just take your number, Kala.
234-604-604.
Yes. So you are sending a message to
34-604.
Okay. It's in a message.
Vumile Magasela.
Vumile. Okay. Yeah. As we all doing it, Nami Yayenza la in studio, guys. So please let us all do it. So it's Vumile
Magasela.
Magasela. Yes.
Sebenza Women Champion.
Sebenza Women
Champion.
Champion. Yes. I'm doing it live on the MUT Radio. Please, now go on your side. Please do it, guys. Champion. Okay.
And then you're done. You press send. SMS you 2 rand. You can SMS as many times as you want. Yes.
Okay. The number to SMS is 34604. And ubala uthi Vumile Magasela Sebenza Women
Champion.
Okay. That is easy. Guys, please, let's support one of our own. You are one of our own, Jay. Sazokubiza nalakulokhuza, because this is a lunchtime show. See, I like a cool look in the studio. And ngiyakhumbula ukuthi buke wakhona nakwi what's in my scafting. And you were doing a lot of things.
We're bringing food.
Ne. So, Jay, yeah, so we're speaking about ukudla. Ladies, we're speaking about inwele zakha ibuke kahle. Bafithi ungabi nenwele iAfrikanile nje. Please, please. Okay. How do we get these products? Noma mangifuna ukuthi ukaterishele i-event yam ngenza kanjani?
We are available on 074-5433-507. That's 074-5433-507. That's the business number for both calls and WhatsApp.
Okay, ngicela ungiphendule number ocina.
074.
Yes.
5433-507.
Okay.
You can also send an email if you'd like at vumilecooks@gmail.com, or you can also send a DM at the Facebook page at vumilecooks, or Instagram at vumilecooks, or TikTok at Vumile Magasela. Senze show ukuthi akukho la ungasifici
khona. Sikhona yonke
indawo. Ikho ukuthi utawungitholanga hayi udlala ngami.
Vumile Cooks in all these other platforms, and then on TikTok.
Vumile Magasela.
Vumile Magasela.
Yes.
Ngicela usiphindele for the last time ukuthi sivota kanjani kuma Sebenza Women Awards.
To vote for Vumile Magasela on Sebenza Women Awards, you simply SMS Vumile Magasela plus Sebenza Women Champion at 34
34604
is the number
so,
to SMS to.
No Yendalo products,
you are was gutola mina or any of my distributors because I have
you
a distributor.
Have distributors. Oh, nice.
I have a distributor in Joburg, PMB. Have two in Durban. Also, if you want to join my distributors because they buy at a discount so that we make sure that the product is the same everywhere. 200 mils where hair butter is 200 rand everywhere.
Mm.
100 mils where growth oil is 100 rand everywhere. Our distributors buy at a discount. So if you want to join the team of our distributors, simply drop me a WhatsApp.
This is an NUT Radio podcast.